First, we got to understand, where does income come from? Number one, exchanging time for money. The vast majority of us, for the vast majority of our career, that's where income comes from. We go every single day, we walk out there, and we exchange a certain amount of hours for a certain amount of income. It has to be the vast majority of the population. Has to be. Well, if we're lucky enough, maybe that business or that department, it's successful, and you got paid profits or bonuses, or as the company grows, stock options or ownership or something like that. And that is a collective result of what everybody did, right? And that's a little better, that's cool. But the top two right there, those are money paid, income made for things done in the present. For things done in the present. Well, the third type of income is residual income. This is one of my favorites because it's income earned from past investments. This is the extra rent you got off your rental property, right? This is the dividends off your stock purchase. This is the interest you charge your in-laws. You know what I mean? It's profits shared back from a business that you invested in, but you don't personally run. And the last is assets. When you sell everything, what's left over? What do you have that's tangible? Well, the problem is that the average person who doesn't understand money, if you guys draw anything today, please draw this triangle, and just put time for money at the bottom. And then put bonus or net income in the second. That's when your business has excess profit. Now, third one, put residual, extra rents. And at the top, put assets. Because for most people, in one economic shift, they lose everything because they don't have enough assets to protect the lack of income that they lost in the three other pieces of the triangle. Does that make sense? So what I want you guys to think about if you leave from any message here today is I want you to flip the triangle. So draw this picture. So what we want to live here. Now the biggest piece of that triangle, that's assets. Tangible assets. And then it's money that's made off of those assets for residual. The rents you get from those properties, the dividends paid from your investments, the profits from the businesses you invested in, right? The interest from the asset of cash that you loaned out to somebody. And then it goes down to where your the vast majority of your income is coming from your profits, from your businesses running. And then the smallest piece of the pie is coming from hours spent in exchange for money. Does that make sense? So if you are hitting the same ceiling every year of your income, it's because you're trying to solve a problem you can't solve because there is not more time in the day. Does that make sense? I talk to people all the time that say, you know, my business, we're going to do the same as we did last year. What's wrong? I said, do you got the same people as last year? They said, yeah. Are you working the same amount as last year? Yeah. Well, duh. So Warren Buffett, he goes and he shares his tax return. And I go and I look at his tax return because curiosity killed the cat. And I'm like, I paid more taxes than him. Now, I opened up my bank account just to make sure that I wasn't super rich and I forgot. Right? But it turned out that the reason that Warren is wealthy is because Warren puts money into assets, not income. And the actual amount of income that he made was only a couple million dollars, of which he gave away a big chunk of it and paid about $1 million in taxes. Because all of his wealth grew, and those types of investments are not taxable until you sell that stock, sell that company, right? Or sell that real estate. Does that make sense? He flipped the triangle. And that's where this idea came from, of how do we move to having assets from having income?